All right. Good morning, Baltimore and the surrounding areas. This is Oren Solomon with the Entrepreneur's Edge. Hope everyone is having a great week. Happy Tuesday to you. Our show today is going to be a great show. We've got a great topic for you. And hopefully we'll have some interaction. People call in. Man, I'm so excited about what we're going to talk about today because it has to do with everything we do in everyday life. I know this is a business show. It's an entrepreneur show. We talk about starting businesses and being successful. But what I wanted to talk about today was the importance of networking, the power of networking. And man, networking is so important with regards to building businesses. Networking is important with regards to building your family. We network every single day. We do it all the time, but, you know, I don't think people understand the power of it and how we can use it in our everyday lives to get ahead. In fact, I know I speak for a lot of people, a lot of the listening audience here. A lot of us were taught to, you know, go to school and get a great education and do all those great things, get a good job and be taken care of. And, you know, I followed that route. But one of the things I learned really quickly as I got older, sometimes it's not really what you know, it's who you know. And sometimes, you know, if you know the right people and you have the right network, you can get in the places where someone who is qualified, and you can actually get that position. I've seen it happen in corporate America many times. I know I've seen it happen to some of my friends. So we're not saying, you know, education isn't important and doing the right thing isn't important, but your network is just as important as anything you have in your life. Again, it's not necessarily what you know, it's who you know. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, open the show up. If you'd like to call in and maybe talk about the importance of having a network, maybe you actually got your job because you knew somebody at the job. They actually referred you and you actually got your gig. Feel free to call in. We want people to hear some stories today of networking. The number you're going to call into is area code 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. Or if you're out of the calling area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. In fact, let me explain the definition of network. There's a couple definitions here. To connect or operate. To link up or to interact with other people to exchange information and develop contacts, especially to further someone's career. That's the definition of networking. Networking is powerful, folks. It is an unbelievable way to get you to where you want to go. And there's all different types of ways to network. Man, you can network with other people about starting businesses. You can network. Look, now so many companies have made fortunes through people networking. Look at companies like Facebook. That's basically networking. That's getting online and reconnecting with people that you know. And some people promote their businesses and they network their businesses on Facebook. So networking is a powerful, powerful thing. And sometimes you might be a little fearful to talk to people or share with people what you do. Man, let me tell you something. You got to get yourself out there. If you're trying to start a business, if you have an existing business, networking is the way to go. So again, the number is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. We're talking about networking, the power of networking, why it's important, how we do it every day. In fact, I learned a while ago that your net worth is tied to your network. Let me repeat that. Your net worth is tied to your net worth. Work, meaning who you know, who you are around, who you're associated with has a direct correlation to how successful you are in life. Your net worth is tied to your network. So networking is very, very, very important. If you're the type of person that has a business and you're not getting yourself out there or not a lot of people know about what you do, but you want to get yourself out there, you got to network, you know. We have networking functions that we do every Saturday, and I'm going to give you the information about that a little bit later so you can listen in, or if you'd love to participate, participate. But networking is so important. I tell people never turn down an opportunity to network with people, because you never know what could come from it. You never know who you're going to meet. You have no clue how it can potentially change your life by networking with other folks. And I have my friend Sharon Lewis in here with me. She's going to be mic'd up here in a second, and just so we can talk to you about networking. Sharon, are you here yet?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Now we can. Yeah, Sharon, can you do me a favor? I know we have a big networking event happening on Saturday. If you can maybe give someone your information so they know how to contact you. And I'm going to talk about some things. I have a lot of stuff to cover today about networking.
Okay. You can give me a call at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. Give us a call so we can put your name on the list, because right now the list is growing and we want to make sure that you are in the place early.
Excellent. Awesome. I have we are talking about networking here, the importance and the power of having a network and creating a network. And a lot of successful people I know are successful because of their network. Man, it is imperative to get yourself out there, to meet people, to, you know, if you have a business you're trying to promote, you want to tell people about it. It's great to go to networking opportunities. In fact, I tell people, if you have a business, you want to join some networking groups. There are networking groups out there that are called BNI networking group has been around for a long time.
Mm-hmm,
and yeah. these are business owners in a local area in a certain region. They get together once a week and they kind of promote their businesses to each other. They pass around their business cards, and what happens is if one of the members of the group comes across someone that may need your services, they'll give them your card and refer business to you.
Yes, they will.
That's all about networking. I know this for a fact. I've been a part of these groups for many years, and I've seen people grow their businesses just through networking. I've seen people grow huge businesses mm-hmm. through other people referring people to them. And so networking is so important. In fact, the first business I started was a network marketing business. And
right.
Look at the name, network.
Right.
Right. It's all about networking, and what network marketing is about, obviously, is people networking with other people, goods and services exchanging hands, and people earning income from it. In fact, some very wealthy people have come out of that industry. So let me give you a number to call into. It's 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you want to find out about our networking event that's happening this weekend, or if you have a business and you want to try to somehow get your business out there, or if you have done a successful job of networking with people and growing your business, we'd love to hear your story because people need to hear it. People need to know what's happening out here in this particular market. There are people having success from people just networking. If
yes.
you're out of the calling area, 877-704-1010. Sharon, why don't you give your number so people can text you as well if they want to know about the networking event, so you can
yes.
figure out how to network with folks.
Exactly. It's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Awesome. Also, there's so many different type of networking groups. I just jotted a couple down. And Knights of Columbus, you know, that's a group where people come and they network. Chamber of Commerce. These are all organizations you can join to network with people and get yourself out there, get your name out there, get your business out there. Or if you just want to meet people, man, I know so many people that are home right now. They aren't doing anything. They're trying to change. They want to reinvent themselves. And man, you want to get out and network and meet people, see what's going on, find a way to actually do something different, to take advantage of these opportunities.
Yes,
man,
definitely.
Sharon, take a minute, share with everyone. I know that you and your husband go to a lot of different events.
Yes, we do.
During the week and on the weekend. Maybe share with some people some of the things you've gone to as far as fashion shows and places where you've met people to actually been able to grow your business.
Yes, well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Owen, because one of the things that we do on a regular basis is get out to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And My husband is more very outgoing, mm-hmm. and I'm more like shy. Depends on uh-huh. who it is. Uh-huh. But we feel that in order for our business to grow, we have to get out and talk to people, mm-hmm. meet people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can pass out your card and get a card back. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is, if you want your business to grow, you mm-hmm. cannot be a secret agent about it. Right. You got to come out and let people know, uh-huh. hi, I'm here. I have a business. Yeah. This yeah. is what it's about. Or if you're looking for a business, mm-hmm. then you can just go out to network with people to find out yeah. what you can do.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised how many people know.
Uh-huh.
People have a source of resource. I mean, you know, yeah. like power. They say information
yeah.
is power.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But the only way you're going to know that is to get out and network with people
mm-hmm.
and find out exactly what it is that they do, what it is that you can do that can coincide what they can do.
Yeah.
Or they may know someone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I may not be looking for a business right now, but mm-hmm. I may have a friend that may
that's
be looking
correct.
For a business.
Yeah.
Or I tried that. I tried this. It didn't work for me. It's not for me. Fine. Then maybe something else may be
mm-hmm.
that you haven't heard of.
That's right.
May be great for you.
That's right.
But the only way you know that is to get out there. So I tell people all the time, get out there, go to networking events, and just be in the place
mm-hmm.
and just find out information. You can always sit back if you're a shy person and say, well, I'm not, you know, used to talking to people in the public, then fine. Then you definitely need to come out.
Yeah.
And just pass out a card and ask them to give you a card back.
Yep.
And then when you feel comfortable, you can call them and say, yeah. you know, I met you such and such a day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm curious, what does this mean?
Right.
You know, program analyst or whatever it is that you
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
But the only way you're going to do that is to get out there and, you know, talk
network.
To people and
yeah.
network.
Man, I know Sharon's husband, he is a networking person, man.
Yes,
that guy
he is.
Knows everybody. he has a great relationships with a lot of pastors in the area. And, man, as I mentioned, your net worth is tied to your network.
That's right.
And you never know how someone can help you in something else. You know, I tell people, someone invites you to a business meeting or something, go. Just because maybe you've heard it before, like you said,
mm-hmm.
or you never know who you're going to meet. You
exactly.
never know who could change your life
exactly.
and point you in a direction that you really want to go in.
That's true.
So I tell people, never turn down an invitation to actually get out and network with people. So I'm going to give this number again, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. Sharon, why don't you give your number out as well?
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. I got some tips here. These are some, it says 8 secrets from the pros as far as networking is concerned. Some of the things you want to do when networking, when you're out there. It says give before you receive,
mm-hmm.
meaning bring something to the table. You know, how can I help you grow your business? As opposed to, you know, maybe just taking or looking to get something out of the person you're networking with. It says, another thing it says is ask for a strategic introduction, meaning if you're trying to meet somebody, you might know someone who knows that person,
mm-hmm.
and maybe they can introduce you to that particular person, and you can create a relationship and a network with that person. So that's another tip. Don't just collect cards. And, you know, it's important to collect cards, but, you know, they said the game of networking is not about quantity, it's about quality. So if you're getting quality people, if you're taking your time to meet people and connect with them and network with them, you can get quality folks. Man, you never know how they can help you. You can go to a networking function, meet a plumber. 2 days later, something can go wrong with your plumbing system.
Yep.
You can call that person mm-hmm. up and bam, they can come help you. And because you met them at a networking function, they'll give you a discount. I mean, that's the power of networking. Follow up and then follow up again. That goes without saying,
yes,
right, Sharon?
Yes, the fortune is in the follow up. Mm-hmm. I always say that.
Yeah, really important that you follow up with people. Also, they say don't overwhelm or pimp your profile. What do they mean by that? Is don't oversell what it is that you do. You know, just you can tell people here and there. Maybe you're on Facebook. Just let people know, but don't overdo it. You don't want to be a salesperson. You
right,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
You don't want to be too pushy.
Right.
And then they said find a common ground. You know, find something that you all can connect with. When I talk to people, I always ask them questions. I always ask, you know, tell me about yourself. where are you from? I try to find something mm-hmm. in common mm-hmm. with that person so that when we connect and I find out what they do, if I need their services, I can call them. Or if there's any way I can help them, you know, it'll help me, you know, help them in some way, shape, or form. So find a common ground. That's really, really important. So let me put the number out here again for those of you who want to call in and maybe find out about some networking opportunities that you can attend, maybe showcase your business, find out about how to start businesses, or maybe even share with people in the listening area, you know, what it is, that, you know, how you network to where you are, how someone gave you a break. Maybe you called a friend and they got you a job, or you talked to somebody and they helped you out. They helped you in the right direction to start your business. We'd love to hear from you. 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or 877-704-1010. And Sharon, I'm going to let you give your number out. I know people are texting you crazy now. So,
yes, you can text me at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. Okay, I'm going to address two text messages I just received. They stated that their concern was Saturday was not a good day for them mm-hmm. because they had recitals. Is there another day that we'll be able to do this session? Yes.
Sure.
The answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing a networking event this Thursday. So give me a call if you're available this Thursday at 7 p.m. We're only going to keep you for 45 minutes to 1 hour. You're in and out, but we want you to basically, you know, come be prepared to meet people, to talk about what it is that you're looking for, or just, you know, if you're in the career arena, you're looking for employment, whatever, this is the time to come out to network with people that you will be able to talk to at that particular, at this particular event. The largest one we're going to have is going to be Saturday, that you do not really want to miss. Mm-hmm. But if you can't make it on Saturday, Thursday, 7 p.m., so text me, 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. We have a call here on line number one. I think they're still on with the board.
Right.
All right. So
mm-hmm.
no problem. So listen, today we're talking about networking, the importance of networking. I'm going to give you the definition of again, to interact with other people, to exchange information and develop contacts, especially to further one's career.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is so, so, so powerful.
It is powerful.
And networking is, let me share with you how powerful networking is. I'm going to tell you a story. It's a true story. And why you want to network. I have a son who's in high school now. And he was accepted to go to a pretty good school. I'll tell the name. I don't care. It's DeMatha High School down in Hyattsville, Maryland.
Okay.
But
wow.
We wanted a better education.
That's
for him. We wanted
school.
Him the best education possible. So we started calling around, and we called a friend of ours who happened to be a teacher at this school.
Okay.
Now, the school had already accepted everybody for that particular year,
okay.
But we knew this guy.
Okay.
And we said, is there any way we can get our son in the school?
Okay.
And he said, let me make some phone calls. And he made a phone call. He called us back. He said, let's look at his grades. His grades were fine. And they took the kid in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that would not have been able to happen if I didn't have a network. If I didn't know that guy, my son wouldn't be at one of the best schools in the country right now. So, you know, networking is everything. Man,
yes,
your
is.
Net worth is tied to your network.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk to people. Facebook is a great way to network with people. LinkedIn is a great way to network with people. You know what a big trend is right now, Sharon? A lot
what
of people
that?
Are doing these dating websites.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah, they really are.
You know,
they
people,
really are.
People mm-hmm. are meeting people through networking
that's
online.
Right, that's right.
And in fact, I have a couple friends. In fact, I met three couples over the last week that are together, and I asked them how they meet, and they told me on a dating website.
That's right.
So, you know, people are networking like crazy, and they're taking advantage of it. And people in our community need to understand that there is power in networking. There's power in knowing people.
That's right.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
You know, and that's always been the case.
Yeah, it's so powerful. And Sharon, I know some people may be listening, but if you could share again, I know that you and Reginald go to a lot of functions.
Yes, we do.
And just maybe share with people what you do at these functions and how you meet people, what you say, because I know y'all have a huge network.
Yes, we do. And our network is growing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And before I get into it, let's take this caller on the line.
Okay. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hey, my name is Wes, you know, and I was just listening to your show about networking.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to tell them about some experiences I've had.
Sure. Go ahead, Reginald.
Yes, I was just listening to the show about the power of networking. It's amazing. I'm in the process of writing a book, and one of the subject matters that I'm covering is that everything, everybody you met in your life since the 11th grade has the power to solve whatever problems that you're going through.
Mm.
If you have someone that you have a financial problem right now, you've already met the person who can help you through their knowledge in the financial or banking industry.
Yep.
Networking is as powerful as the connections on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Who you have contacts in your cell phone can relieve you and help you grow for the future. For an example, if you have 5 millionaires in your cell phone, then you have people that you can surround yourself with to change your life.
Yeah.
On the other side, if you have all of the people in your cell phone is unemployed, then you need to change your network. But your network is not helping you. You need to involve yourself and get around people who can help you move to your potential.
No doubt about it, man.
Yes, for sure.
I appreciate that, Reginald. Thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the words, for the wisdom. Anything else you want to share?
Just talking about just some of the networking things that Sharon and I have experienced, just making a big difference. Matter of fact, we met you through networking.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
So the people that you involve yourself with is the people who's going to really make a difference in your future.
No doubt about it, man. Thanks so much for the call, Reginald. Really appreciate that. Thanks for the message. Man, that's such a powerful, powerful thing that that Reginald said, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you. He's so correct. Every single thing we do in our life is tied to someone we know. I think about the business that I own right now. I met my wife through this business.
Okay.
I met my dentist, my doctor.
Okay.
My attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything I do was basically through my network.
Yeah,
you can probably relate to that, right?
Yes, I can relate to that. That's what I tell people all the time. Everything you do has something to do with networking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The people that you meet, like you said, you met your dentist,
mm-hmm.
you met your wife.
Yeah.
And I tell people every day,
mm-hmm.
you want to meet people. That's going to be part of your network.
Yeah.
Now, what you do with these people makes a difference.
Yeah.
Now, if you're in business
and
say, for instance, you say, okay, I just purchased a new McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
You want to tell Lottie, Dottie, and everybody.
Everybody, yeah.
Right? So then you want to get to your network of people.
Yeah.
And you tell them to tell their people and tell them to tell, because you want to stay in business.
Sure.
And you say, well, I might not know a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the type of person, I'm a quiet, I sit back. But fine.
Mm-hmm.
You still have a network of people.
That's right.
Of friends.
That's important.
The thing about it is, get connected if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
Just get connected.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have events, our purpose of the events is basically so people can get a chance to just network with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is somebody out here whose grass needs to be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a guy who has a landscape business.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
There's someone who can babysit my children.
That's right.
You know, who's a tutor.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know
until
you get out there to network.
So true.
You know? So
true.
So your school friends, your church friends,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, you in the grocery store, wherever, network with people.
Yes,
okay?
Yes.
Especially if you are a secret agent and you have a need for something, there's someone out there that can address your need.
Definitely.
So this Saturday, you need to come to our networking event. It's going to be second to none. So make sure you get on the list, because the list is growing, and we want to make sure that we have a special VIP section for you. So give us a text at 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. The question is, I got a text message, is it free? Yes, it is free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the great part about it. There are network opportunities that are costly, but this event, to show up,
it's free.
It's free.
Excellent.
Okay?
Can't beat that.
In order to go up, you have to show up. So
mm-hmm.
come on out on Saturday.
Right.
If you can't make Saturday, we have another networking event on Thursday at 7 p.m. So, you know, just get yourself in position to come on out. So
excellent.
That, again, that number is 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. 410-308-4889.
Yeah, and if you're calling in, you want to call in and have a conversation with us really quick, it's 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or 877-704-1010. I'm going to read something that's really powerful I read here. It says, relationships are currency to you. Relationships equals money. And that is so powerful.
Yes, it is.
Because if you know the right people, it can equal dollars and cents. If you're connected with the right folks, it can lead to hundreds of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars from just knowing the right people. And I tell people, look, I have friends that have done so well in life, and I try my best to stay connected with them because
you never know
when you'll need them or when you can help them or, you know, vice versa. So I'll just tell you really quick, I jotted some stuff down. I've got a friend of mine. Now, I went to an all-black Catholic high school, and I have a friend of mine who's a Spanish kid. He's from Venezuela. We went to high school together, went to college together, and this guy was just a great guy. Well, you know, after school, he started his own construction company. Well, now this guy has a $30 million construction company doing really well, and any questions I have about constructions, any needs, any worries, I can give him a call, and he will help me out. So those are the type of people we're talking about. We got a call coming in here. Winnie on line number one. How, Winnie, how you doing?
I'm making it. Where is your event being held on Saturday?
Can I give them the information?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Columbia Sheraton Hotel. In fact, if you can send Sharon a text. So I'm sorry, say that again.
Columbia Sheraton Hotel.
That's correct. That's in Columbia,
okay.
Maryland.
I'm not calling for myself. I'm calling.
Oh, you call from the home phone. Okay. Do me a favor. If you can leave your number with the board op, the person that took your call when you called in, leave your name and number with her. Someone will contact you immediately after the show and give you the exact information, okay?
Can I just let my son call you?
Yes. You sure can. Mm-hmm. You can have your son call or text us. We just don't want to. Here's the thing. We don't want to put the information out in the airways because we get a lot of people to come to these events. But we actually want to pre-qualify people first, talk to them, kind of see what their interest is, and then invite them appropriately. Does that make sense?
I guess. I don't know about it.
That's okay.
But I'll have my son call you. Okay.
Okay. Are you calling for yourself or are you calling for your son, Winnie? Winnie, you there? I think Winnie might have lost. We might have lost Winnie. Okay. No problem. Thanks so much, Winnie, for calling. So I was talking about my friend here who owns this huge company in construction. And, you know, because of our relationship, because I know him, anything I need with regards to construction, he'll help me with. It's an invaluable tool to have a network or contacts of people who can help you. I've got another friend who's a Hollywood producer. Now, you know, this guy, he was Queen Latifah's assistant for years.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows a lot of people in Hollywood. And he's doing a film now, and he's asked for help in certain things. And man, it's invaluable to have a network because now you can, you know, you just get perks when you know the right people.
Exactly. That's true.
You get perks, you get deals, you get opportunities. Another friend of mine is the executive of player personnel for the Oklahoma Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy makes the decisions on who this team drafts. He's the reason that Kevin Durant went to that place. I went to high school with this guy.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, your network is tied to your net worth. If you talk to people and meet people and bring some value to the table, you never know what you can get on the other end.
You have no idea
what could happen for you. So call in like Winnie just did, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. 877-704-1010. Sharon, why don't you give your number? I know your phone is blowing up with texts here.
443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
We're talking about the importance of having a network or networking with people. I'm going to give the definition out again. To interact with other people, to exchange information and develop contacts, especially to further one's career. But it's more than just your career. You can network with people to get your kids into the best schools. I talked about that earlier. You can network to find a good plumber, network to find a good attorney. I had a kid call me the other day. He said, look, I'm in a little bit of trouble. I talked to an attorney. They're charging me $3,500 per charge per case. You know, do you know anyone that could help me? I immediately referred him to someone who I knew that was significantly less. In fact, they did it based on a trial basis. So I was able to help that kid out. He called me because he knew me. You know, we had a relationship.
That's
you know,
important.
It's all about networking. So, you know, Sharon is telling you about these networking events. Man, I'm telling you, if you wanted to be somebody, if you wanted to grow your business, if you're a business owner right now, you listen to this, you're driving on the truck, you're driving on the road, and you're trying to advance your customer base, man, call in. You got an opportunity to meet and network with people who are doing some great things. You never know who you're going to meet.
That's right.
By coming to networking events. Man, I've met people who own, you know, big franchises. I have a friend of mine who owns 20 Papa John's franchises, you know, that I'm talking to now. And I mean, I'm telling you, man, you have no idea the power of networking.
That's
and,
for
and
sure.
What it will do for you in your life if you network with the right people. You get out and actually meet folks. I found some other stuff here. I looked at some of the most successful people in America and how they network. I look at, you know, people like Oprah Winfrey. And, you know, once you're in that type of class of people, you network with other people like that. And so she formed this relationship with her good friend Tyler Perry.
Right.
And now he puts his shows on her network. So he makes money from it. She makes money from it. They're all networking.
That's right.
I mean, you know, T.D. Jakes, same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, he has a relationship with Oprah Winfrey. He comes on her life class. Everybody networks.
That's right.
And I'm telling you all, this is a, you know, I don't want you to take this show and this topic lightly, because I am telling you, I know that fortunes are made when you have the right network.
That's right. That's
you,
for sure.
Some things can be changed. You can be looking for one thing to change your financial situation. You can meet the right person and bam, your life is
your
completely
life is
different.
Changed. Exactly.
Completely different.
That's important too, you mm-hmm. know, because basically, like you said, with the Oprah and Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
And even though they have the money, the fact that they got together mm-hmm. to do something together.
He's in a network.
So business owners, this is an opportunity for you. If you're looking for clients to grow your business, if you're looking for people to help you with some funding, if you're looking for anything, networking is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to miss out on this Thursday or Saturday's event, because that's the place to be in. Give me a text. 443-854-4889. Again, that text number is 443-854-4889. If you don't have texting capabilities, you can call and leave a message, and we will call you right back so we can get you in place for this networking event that you do not want to miss. So business owners, if you have a business just starting out and you don't know what to do or don't know how to get clients, services out to people, then this is the event you need to be at.
Excellent. We got a caller here on line number two. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Yes, how you doing?
Oh, we're good, man. How about yourself?
Right now, I'm wondering, are you partnering with the Small Business Administration or any of these small business agencies in Baltimore?
We are. Some of the businesses are. Some of them are not. Because, you know, there's thousands and thousands of businesses here in the city. And some of them are partnered with these small business organizations. Some of them not. But that's a great networking opportunity. It's a great question you asked. I'm personally not. But we have a number of people who are. Mm-hmm. Sharon is.
Right.
So
how do you help somebody like me, somebody that does major business, that doesn't want to network because I want to keep, you know, total control?
Well, that's a good question. Well, as long as you have the right paperwork and everything in place, you should be able to keep control of your business.
Right.
Are you worried about, you know, people offering you money and wanting a percentage of your company? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you know, as you continue to grow and you become more widely known, people continue to interject and say, well, you should do things this way or that way. Or when they offer an opportunity, then it's usually with some kind of kickback.
Strings you know? Attached, yeah.
Right.
I got you. Well, I definitely know what you're talking about. But, you know, look, ultimately, Charles, it's your business. You're in control. You can say yes or no. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Right, but that's not realistic because the majority of people go along to get along. Mm-hmm. And trying to be a autonomous business that is actually doing, you know, just good business and good service is an oxymoron in the United States right now.
Charles, let me ask you a question. Do you have a mentor?
God, yeah.
Yes, I know God is always going to be number one mentor. And do you have an earthly mentor?
Myself, yeah. Okay. I'm smarter than the average bear, and I prove it every single day. That's why I run a totally free business.
Okay, well, good. Okay, that's good to know.
Well, Charles, here's what I would say. I mean, look, when you're doing business and you're trying to get yourself out there, you have to network. And, you know, if you're going to partner up with people, I mean, there will be you know, quid pro quo. People will want a piece of what you're doing. You know, you scratch my back, I scratch yours. That's just kind of how business is done. Now, it's up to you whether you want to decide to move forward with it or not. But that's just
I try to do business the same way that Yahshua did business. You know, he went out and actually, you know, catered to the people, you know, met their needs and didn't look for anything in return.
Yeah.
And
that,
you know, all too
wonderful.
Often, you know, people, everybody has their hand out and they're not contributing.
Yeah. That's not good. I mean, I definitely agree with you on that. Well, brother, listen, man, we wish you the best. And everything usually works itself out. It happens the way it's supposed to happen. And we appreciate you calling in. All right. All right, Charles. Take care, buddy. Yeah. Networking is the key, guys. You know, it's very tough to get ahead in business and get along and life if you don't have people you can contact for something. You know what I mean?
That's for sure.
You need, like Sharon was saying, you need a babysitter. You know, someone's going to mm-hmm. refer you to a babysitter. You know, you need people to clean your car. I mean, you need people to perform services to help you advance in life. So networking is powerful. It's a tremendous way to get ahead faster. And all we're trying to do with the people here listening is to shorten your learning curve, shorten your curve, because a lot of people think they got to work hard to get ahead. And that's not necessarily the case.
That's
you don't
for sure.
have to work hard. You can know the right people to point you in the right direction to shorten your learning curve mm-hmm. and get to where you want to go a lot quicker because you know the right people or
exactly.
someone helped you out. And that's what we're trying to do with this networking event here
exactly.
on Thursday and Saturday. We want to show you a way where you can meet people and they can help you in any way, shape, or form, whether you want to start a business, whether you want to increase your business, you want to increase your customer base, whatever it is, this networking event can help you. So, Sharon, I'm going to let you give your information out again to people.
Okay, my number is 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889. And if you call and the number is mailbox is full, call right back because it's empty now. So call back, text us back. Be ready to be on the program for Thursday and Saturday.
Also, the call-in number here is 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. Looks like the board op is getting a lot of calls as well, and people are
yes.
leaving their number with us. So let me tell you something. We have a high number of people that call into the show, and I know that some of you don't want to talk, and we definitely respect that. But, you know, it's important for other people to hear, you know, what you're thinking, because there's so many people out there like you that, you know, maybe scared to say something or don't know what to do. And look, call into the show. We'd love to talk to you. We can help you on air. And by you calling, we can help so many other people as well. So we're talking about the power of networking, having a great network to be able to use to grow in life and grow in business. And I went through a sheet here. It says time tested networking tips. So these are some good networking tips to help you network and grow yourself and meet new people and get to the next level in life. It says introduce yourself in an upbeat manner. It just means be happy, right? Just be positive. Also, it says always carry business cards. Always carry business cards. You never know who you're going to meet and when you're going to meet them. So that's important. Always be ready to shake someone's hand. There's nothing like a good old-fashioned handshake and eye contact. So that's another networking tip. Be ready to shake someone's hand. Look for ways to help others. Now, I think that's what Charles was talking about. Look for ways to help others. Now, we've got some other tips, but we also have a phone call, so hang tight here. We have Victoria on the line. Hi, Victoria. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Excellent.
Okay. I am in my 60s.
Okay.
And I do have some funds.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know, am I too old to start a business?
What?
No.
Are you too old to start? What kind of question is that?
It may sound silly.
How old are you again?
I'm over 60.
Oh, God, no. This is the prime time for you to start a business. This is called New Beginnings.
You know, there is a study out that said that more retirees are starting home-based businesses than any other segment of people in America. Because a lot of the retirees, some of them have to go back to work, but some of them have money left over from retirement, so they're starting businesses. In fact, a couple weeks ago, Sharon and I talked about Colonel Sanders and how, you know, he tried 1,000 times with his KFC recipe, and it wasn't until the 1,000th time that someone took his recipe. Now, he was 70 plus years old when KFC started. Now, well, there's KFCs everywhere. So, Victoria, it is not too late. In fact, it's a great time. Victoria, do you have kids and grandkids?
I do have my grown daughter, and I do have grandchildren.
Okay. So, starting a business right now will be a great way for you to leave a legacy to your grandkids. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I'm going to get your number here.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Sharon, cuz I don't
443-854-4889.
Yes, I got that.
Okay.
Yeah, so give Sharon a call.
I cannot text. I have to use my home phone.
Just go ahead and dial the number directly. And Sharon will have your number in, and just leave a message. We will make sure to call you back. Sharon will call you after the show, Victoria. You're exactly who we're talking about, okay?
Right. Thank you very much.
And just to let you know this, we have a couple of women that are in their 70s and 80s that just started a business.
Okay.
So you might not be at that age yet, but they are, and they are doing extremely well, and we help them along the way. So this is a business that you might be in for yourself, but you will not be by yourself.
Okay. Please keep in touch with me.
Yeah, okay. No problem, Victoria. Give us a call. Take care.
Sure.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. Excellent. She's exactly what we're talking about. Let me give some other tips, some time-tested tips for networking. Take notes on new people in the Rolodex or computer database. Maintain contact with people when things are good, and don't wait until you need them. This is a great, great method. Let me say it again. Maintain contact with people when things are good, and don't wait until you need them. So always stay in communication, meaning reach out to people, say, hey, how's things going? How's business? You never know how that can help you down the road. I'm going to tell you a great networking story. I have to tell this story because I need you to understand the power of building a network, but, you know, doing the right thing, living life right, and having people call you back because you have a network. I've been in my company for 21 years. This is all that I've done for 21 years. And I met a young guy a few years back, and he was in his early 20s, and he's from Pakistan. And so he was working with me, and, you know, he was also in school, and so he was kind of fighting between, you know, working and school. So he focused on school. Well, this kid called me back a few years later and said, you know, Orrin, you know, my family is in the gas station business, and I've always wanted to own a gas station. And but I just don't have the resources to do it. But I worked in them all my life. I know how they work. Would you be interested in owning a gas station? I said, yeah, I am interested. He said, well, look, you know, I'd like to have you sit down with some folks. And now, he called me because we have mutual respect for each other. I've always taken care of this kid and actually looked out for him. And he asked me to be his partner in this gas station. Now, because I know this kid and I know his family and everything, we ended up partnering up. But it was because of my network because of me knowing this kid, we now own a gas station because of that. So what I'm telling you the story to tell you that, look, some of you know a lot of people, but you, like Sharon said, you're being secret agents. You're not getting out and meeting these people and figuring out how you can help them and how they can help you in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, your net worth is tied to your network. You know, some of you know some really successful people that can really help you out. Some of you in a jam right now. You know, you're probably, you know, living paycheck to paycheck and don't know where, you know, how things are going to work out. Maybe you lost your job. Man, you can make a phone call to the right person that could change everything. So networking is so important. Some other tips, some time-tested tips. Oh, by the way, let me give the number out again. It's 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. And Sharon, if you can give your number out as well for people that want to text, find out about the network.
It's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Excellent. Feel free to give her a text. I know your phone is blowing up with texts to people.
Or they can call and leave a message.
Okay,
right,
excellent.
His mailbox is empty.
Okay. All right. Some other time-tested networking tips. Treat all people with respect, integrity, truth, and honor. You know, people can smell a phony a mile away. They can
tell when
you're trying to get something out of them. You know, I look at it this. Anytime I meet somebody, I'm meeting a new friend. And that's my whole goal, is to meet people, find out about them, find out about what they do, how I can help them, and maybe how they can help me eventually. But I'm always trying to meet new people, because you never know who you meet. You never know how it can change your life. It says networking is an ongoing process. It is not an event. Let me repeat that. Networking is an ongoing process. It is not an event. All of life is an opportunity to network. Man, that is so well said.
That is well said.
All of life is an opportunity to network. We network every day. Another thing they said, do what you say. It says, do what you say you will do and report back in a timely manner. Do what you say you will do and report back in a timely manner. You know, integrity is important with regards to networking. If you're unreliable, then, man, you know, people aren't going to want to network with you. Listen with your eyes, ears, head, and heart. Listen with your eyes, ears, head, and heart. Great, great, great message. We got a caller in here. Is it Elian? Elian, you there?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
No, the name is De Leon.
De Leon. Where are you from? Where are you from, De Leon?
Virginia.
Virginia. What part of Virginia?
A little town. You probably never heard of it.
I probably have. Where is it?
Smithfield.
I know where Smithfield is. In fact, I drove past Smithfield yesterday.
Oh, really?
On my way down to Virginia Beach. Yeah, I drove past Smithfield.
That's right. Yep. 64.
Yeah, 64. I know exactly where you are. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
No, I just wanted to say, listening to you, it made me think about a business I used to be in. And I am 74 years of age,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking I may go back into that business.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gave me the idea just listening to your show. But I wanted to say, tell people, never give up.
Yeah.
Always, if you have an idea, go for it. Because people are coming into this country every day and starting a business.
That is so true, De Leon. Why don't you tell everybody? You tell them.
Well, I just did. People are coming into this country every day and starting a business.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. De Leon, we appreciate that. Man, we would love to talk to you and network with you. Is that okay?
Okay. Well, I'm seriously thinking about getting into the business that I used to be in.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, go for it, man. Do it.
Oh, and but guess what?
Come on.
I'm blind, but I'm still going to do it.
Okay. Excellent. Outstanding. All right, man. We really appreciate you calling in. We got another caller here on line number two. De Leon, you have an awesome day, okay?
Yes, sir.
Take care now.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Oh, caller two's not ready. Hang on a second. All right, so we're talking about networking here, the power of networking, the importance of networking, how it can grow you as a person, grow your business. Networking is so, so, so important. Who do we have? We have line number two ready? How about line three? All right, I'm going to continue with this list here of some timely tips about networking. Oh, hang on. We got line number three. Hang on a second. Hello, Carla. How are you?
All right, I'm going to continue with this list here.
Is that Sharon on? Okay. All right, let me finish up here with some of the list, some of the tips here. Praise people and pass praise off to others. If Sharon, you might want to turn your radio down. We can actually hear the feedback on the radio. It says, praise people and pass on the praise of others. That's another great networking tip. Thank those who have gifted you with time, food, ideas, support, leads, laughter, and love. Another great tip for networking. Reciprocate good deeds done on your behalf. Share positive experiences with others and work your hardest to be a good networkee, meaning reciprocate, give back. You know, someone gives you a good lead, a good opportunity, make sure to help them out. I can't tell you guys how powerful networking has changed my life. And I know I speak for other business owners out there. I know I speak for Sharon and the people that call into the show. Man, we meet people every day. There are people that we meet from when we're infants to when we're adults. And in some way, shape, or form, impact our life. And they help us in some way, shape, or form. So, you know, networking is a powerful, powerful thing. I took some other notes. It says, all successful people I know have huge networks. They have networks of family. They have networks of friends. And so it is an imperative and an important part of how we do everything. Networking is important. Again, I'm going to give the definition again. It is, and I know Sharon's, you can text Sharon at, where's Sharon? Where's her number here? Sharon, are you on the line still?
Yes, I am. I'm still on the line.
Can you give your number?
Yes, it's 443-854-4889. Again, that number is 443-854-4889.
Yeah, and if you want to call in, it's 410-481-1010. Again, 410-481-1010. If you're out of the calling area, 877-704-1010. 877-704-1010. I also saw something that says four ways to build a social, to build social capital. I love the way they said this. Four ways to build social capital. It says give your clients a call every so often. Find out how things are going and help them. Is there anything I can do to help you? That's a great, great way to establish a great network. Stay in touch with people. All right. Call people who referred business to you and refer business to them. All right. Another form of networking. Man, I've got so many stories in my head and I don't have enough time to go through all of them on how networking is so, 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 so powerful. You know, I have a friend who had a kid who had autism, and he was just looking for help. You know, I contacted someone who I knew was in that field. We were able to help them out. They got a great deal. And so that, again, that's just a form of networking. Everything we do, guys, is networking, networking, networking. You're going to hear us talk about this for the next few minutes for this show. You know, if you're listening to us today and you've been in a shell, or you've been in a funk, or you've been fearful to get out there and start a business, We have a networking event that's taking place on Thursday and on Saturday. You can come to meet people, network with folks, meet some new people, get around some positive people, get in a new circle. I know for me, I needed to be around positive folks. You know, I was in the sports arena, and that was a great arena to be in. But, you know, you can't play sports forever. So I started networking in my early 20s. I started meeting people who were doing really well in life. They started influencing me positively. They started becoming my mentors. And through networking with those people, man, we've been able to build businesses, help a lot of people. And whether they're age 18 or 85, we've been able to help a lot of folks achieve financial stability, many of them financial freedom. A lot of people have gotten wealthy just through being in the right network. It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. And if you're connected with the right people, if you're associated with the right folks, it can literally change your life. So yes, if that's you, can. Go ahead, Sharon. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, it can. You are so right. It definitely can change your life and change your zip code as well as your mindset.
No doubt about it. If you're looking for a change and you want to get out and network and meet some folks, you can reach out to Sharon. Sharon, go ahead and give your number again. Sharon, you there? Oh, I think she's gone. So, again, the call-in number here, if you want to call really quickly, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010, or 877-704-1010. We've got a lot of people that have sent text. We look forward to meeting you all. But, you know, don't take this this show lightly, this message. You know, in fact, when we get off the air, make it a point to go out and meet somebody today. Exchange numbers with them. You never know how that particular person can change, you know, your life. It could change the whole direction of what you're trying to do, what you're trying to accomplish. They can lead you somewhere. We've got a call here on line number one. Hello, caller. How are you?
Yes, hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Donnie.
Hi, Donnie. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
And I was listening to you guys' show, and I just wanted to say great show.
Thank you.
And sure. And I'm an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And for years, I have been looking for, you know, reliable work-at-home projects, projects where I can be an independent contractor by working at home, you know, things of that nature.
Sure.
And I have picked up some, you know, small work as an independent contractor online, but it's just not enough money, you know, for me to earn a living.
Sure.
So I was wondering if you guys, you know, knew of any, you know, legitimate work-at-home projects.
We do, Donnie. In fact, do me a favor, Donnie, just give me your number really quick, and we'll call you right after this. Oh, you have it already? Okay. All right. She said you left it with the board op. So, Donnie, someone's going to call you right after the show and reach out to you and give you some of the opportunities that you have. And hopefully we'll get a chance to meet. And I think you're going to like something here. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
Take care, man. Have a good one. All right, guys, this concludes our show. I know we had a caller coming in, but we're up against the wall here. We appreciate everyone calling into the show. Get out there, network with people, talk to people, find out what they do, help yourself, grow your family, grow your business, and we'll look forward to seeing you all at the networking event. We're done. Take care.